Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs, plus some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country music. Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train.
Look out. Knock it.
Another edition of Sweet Country Music, where I'll play the best of the best country songs ever recorded over the years. And halfway through this show, I'll be presenting a Sweet Country Music comedy break that I'm sure will brighten up your day. That was Lori Morgan and her 1992 number one hit, What Part of No? It was one of two number one hits the Nashville, Tennessee gal would have between 1979 and 1999. Country music was in her blood. She was the daughter of country music star George Morgan, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and former member of the Grand Ole Opry. I'm on the set with a Tulsa, Oklahoma group called The Tractors and their 1994 hit, Baby Likes to Rocket, which landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart. The Tractors didn't have a lot of big hit records, and the band itself was made up of a group of various but very, very talented musicians.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
I'm getting a little bit hungry as I do the show, so I'm thinking about some chow, some food. In this case, I bought some fried chicken from the Zac Brown Band.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, oh. But I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get a little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show, when it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go, had our share, I know, but it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day, why long to do the things that we did before? It was burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Said making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show, when it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in the world we used to know. But I'm still the same old me, and that's all I'll ever be. And I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. While on the things that we used to do, it was burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Said making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show, it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies,
oh, thankful soul.
simple back then.
Walking in the sand, hand in hand.
All those good times we used to have just sitting in the car.
getting hungry. That was Charlie Pride at his 1978 number two hit, Burgers and Fries. The yummy song was actually about a failed relationship and memories of sharing hamburgers and french fries along with some cherry pie from time to time. Charlie Pride is one of the few African Americans to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Charlie Pride has had more number one hits than I can count, and he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2000. I opened the food set with the Zac Brown Band and something they did back in 2006 called Chicken Fried. The delicious song was the first number one hit for the Atlanta, Georgia band and was featured in the 2008 movie Witless Protection, starring Larry the Cable Guy.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Once she left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Papa Top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone. down. Home to me is misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, pearly green is not what I prefer. So it's either here, a drink and beer, or home remembering her. Papa Top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
Now there's a song that'll quench your thirst, Papa Top, from Jim Ed Brown. Now I had a choice of playing the version from Nat Stuckey in 1966, Jim Ed Brown's version from 1967, or Alan Jackson's version from 1999. But I played the version from Jim Ed Brown because it hit number three in 1967. Nat Stuckey actually wrote and recorded the song a year earlier, but it went nowhere. The Alan Jackson version landed at number six in 1999. I have to play that one sometime. I opened the set with a song I definitely agree with. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio from Aaron Tippin. It landed at number one for him in February 1992. Now, I love the song because it's about an old run-down car that many of us have had over the years. But as the song says, nothing wrong with the radio. In fact, in the song he says, there ain't a country station he can't tune in. Hopefully, it's this radio station.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time. From the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, but there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James, one dark cloudy day that brought you from the field to your lonely pine box came, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, the furrowed fields of my mind.
of a morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
That's the story of a guy who gave his life to save others. Big Bad John from Jimmy Dean. The song landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country record chart during the fall of 1961, and it was one of many hit records Jimmy Dean would have between the 1950s and the 1970s. Big Bad John was one of my dad's favorite songs. His name was also John. Jimmy Dean was also a successful businessman who founded the Jimmy Dean Sausage Company with his brother Don in 1969. I open the set with another legend of country music, Kenny Rogers, but this one went all the way back to 1969 when he was with a group called The First Edition. Now, I'm sure you remember Reuben James, but it wasn't a big hit record for Kenny Rogers back then. In fact, it struggled to make it to number 46 on the Billboard Hot Country record chart back then, but over the years, it's become one of his most popular songs. I want to share something with you here on Sweet Country Music. Several years ago, I had a chance to have a telephone interview with Kenny Rogers, and I asked him a pretty interesting question.
Let me take a guess. The most requested song you have to do is got to be either Lady or Through the Years. Am I right or wrong?
You're in the top three.
Top three.
It's usually Gambler, Lucio, Lady, or Through the Years. Those four are the most requested, and they're really pretty even.
And after we got off the air, I asked him, I said, "Hey, by the way, what was that humming noise I heard all through the interview?" And he said, "Oh, I'm on my riding lawnmower, cutting my lawn." I mean, that was beautiful. Got a break coming up here, a comedy break, and then in the second half of the show, I'm going to play the perfect country song. Stick around, more to come on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratka.
Sweet country music.
Laugh track.
All right, bring in that slimy creep we're holding on the obscene phone calls. Go over there and sit down, bad mouth.
All right, go.
copper.
I'm gonna lock you up and throw away the key, boy.
You can take that key and tie it to your Sherlock.
All right, tough guy, now you're asking for it.
Why don't you go take a get a rolling donut?
Now look, boy, don't honk me off.
Well, don't me off.
Well, the department's gonna see to it you don't call no more women and use words like and I can't even read this one.
That's Flatfoot.
Oh yeah.
I suppose you never did it.
Well,
you bet your sweet to have you.
Now just a minute. What's your name, Badmouth?
My name is George.
Did you say?
Yeah, I said.
Spelled T.
Yeah, spelled T.
Just like it sounds.
I'd like to take that badge and pin it to your tiny little.
That'll be the day, boy, when you take my badge and pin it to my tiny little. Hello? Yeah, Commissioner.
Is that the Commissioner? Him too.
You sit down there, boy, and keep your bad mouth shut. Commissioner, we're holding a boy here on obscene phone calls. Yeah, his name is T. Well, now you got me there. He's been carrying on, so I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'd ask him right now. Boy, what do you do for a living?
I'm professor of English literature at Slippery Stone University, specializing in 15th century culture appreciation.
You...
Flatfoot.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
get drunk and get loud. And all my round friends have settled down. Yeah, me and my rowdy friends done routed on down.
Take away the trees and the birds will have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds will have to walk to get around. And take away the bird baths and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. And take away their feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. And take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's Tennessee bird walk. Sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around? And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean? And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen? How about a little the birds won't have to whisper when they sing.
Chirp, chirp.
And how about some common sense? It won't be blocking traffic in the spring. Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's Tennessee bird walk.
Welcome to the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music. And coming up in a moment or so, I'm going to be playing the perfect country song. Now, when I worked at WFIF in Milford, Connecticut back in 1970, I used to get a lot of requests to play that song, Tennessee Birdwalk, by Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. The novelty song was a number one hit for the husband and wife duo back in 1970, and I remember my program director telling me not to play it more than once an hour. Now, if my listeners had their way, they would have heard it about every 15 minutes. Out on the set with Hank Williams Jr. in his 1981 hit, All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down. He followed that hit record up with All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight a few years later.
WTBR. Sweet country music.
Now, on every edition of Sweet Country Music, I try to play the best of the best of the greatest country music legends of all time, all the while striving to find the perfect country song. But is there such a thing as a perfect country song? Well, that depends on who you talk to, but this fellow seems to think he has recorded the perfect country song. So I'm going to present what has been described as just that, the perfect country song from David Allan Coe.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never call You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Pride, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. In your phone book,
hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play, but the only time I know I'll hear David Allen Coe is when Jesus has his final judgment day. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song, because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me,
is David Allen Coe, what is probably one of his best known songs from 1975, You Never Called Me By My Name, which he describes as the perfect country song. But the song was not considered the perfect country song by the country music industry itself. They didn't think much of David Allen Coe either. The song was actually written and recorded by Steve Goodman back in 1971, but it was the David Allan Coe version we remember. Now, here's a piece of music trivia. David Allan Coe wrote the Johnny Paycheck hit, Take This Job and Shove It, in 1977.
WTBR. Sweet country music.
She's a
I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Love songs that tell a story, and that one sure does. John Michael Montgomery and his 1995 number one hit, Sold, the Grundy County Auction Incident. Now, the song tells the story of a guy at an auction in Grundy County, Tennessee, and his description of a woman he saw there. Now, I really love the way he narrates the story in an auction chant. Wow, wish I could talk like that. I want to start with Carlene Carter and her number three hit from 1993, Every Little Thing. It was one of 14 hit records she would have between 1979 and 1995. Carter has recorded 12 albums and released more than 20 singles.
Sweet country music.
Sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Well, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. Play music if you don't know nothing to play. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on
a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Klan. The 6'5" John T. was a hell of a man. Made a lot of money selling sheets on the family plan. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there.
I just had to play a Willie Nelson song on this edition of Sweet Country Music, and that one dates back to 1973. It's called Shotgun Willie. The song was from the album Sad Songs and Waltzes. And while it wasn't a major hit record for Willie Nelson, it's one of his many, many hits. I opened the set with a nice, smooth 1970 duet from Bobby Gentry and the late Glen Campbell, All I Have to Do Is Dream. The song landed at number 6 on the Billboard Hot Country Music Record Chart that year and was a remake of the Everly Brothers' 1958 hit. Bobby Gentry, of course, famous for her hit, Ode to Billy Joe. It wasn't the first hit duet for Glen Campbell and Bobby Gentry. They did another song called Fancy in 1969.
Sweet country music.
Holy cow, I've just looked at the clock and I'm out of time. Boy, they're going to get mad at me for going over time here, I guess. I'm Larry Crafton, your host of Sweet Country Music here on this amazing radio station. Like to hear from you on Facebook. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s.